its take. I was shaken, but now I am making it right. Here in my mind, my heart will soar with love that's rare and real. My smiling face will be
there, Bob.
How can I hear myself? How can I hear myself?
Oh, hello, Sybil.
I know I can, like any man, reach out my hand and touch the face of God.
Al Jarreau and the Morning Song. And just before we do go this afternoon, let me remind you that we're at 19 Herbert Street in Dublin 2. We need your support at the door as soon as possible. Drop down and remember to keep your support peaceful. Otherwise, phone us at 604043 or 604063. We'd also really appreciate your lobbying of your local TD by phone or letter. Again, we can give you details at the station, or you could maybe drop a letter into Leinster House. And we'd like your support next Thursday at the Four Courts when we're in court, the company with the Department of Posts and Telegraphs at 11 a.m. Well, that's it from me, and Bob wishes you, I'm sure, all the best. And we're closing down today at 6. Petition forms available at 19 Herbert Street, Dublin 2, also at Sunshine Radio just up the road there in Bagot Street, and at Radio Dublin. So, I have to say just one word. What's that? All righty. The trouble is, what am I going to listen to on Monday? There's nothing on the band. You know, it's dreadful. BBC, I suppose, Radio 1 or something, on Radio 4. Anyway, from me, till them sometime in the future, bye-bye.
It's Lion's Tea Time, broadcasting from Dublin on 819 kHz medium wave and 88 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Sybil Fennell. Good afternoon. At lunchtime today, the managing director of Nova Media Services, the parent company of Radio Nova and KISS FM, took the decision to cease broadcasting as and from 6 o'clock this evening, Thursday. Mr. Chris Carey said the decision had been taken in view of the pending High Court case scheduled for 11 a.m. on Thursday next, May the 26th. Mr. Carey expressed his gratitude to all who've supported the station continuously over the past 2 years and paid tribute to the continued efforts of the small and dedicated staff. Mr. Carey also thanked the members of the press and other media services for their fair reporting of the station's activities since its inception. A petition in support of Radio Nova is available from 19 Herbert Street in Dublin 2. If you want to help Radio Nova at this stage, we, the staff, ask you to lobby your local TD immediately. We're grateful, by the way, for the continued messages of support which have been pouring into the station all day. This morning, the premises of Sunshine Radio in Portmarnock were raided by officials of the Department of Posts and Telegraphs and by the Gardaí. The station ceased to broadcast shortly after 9:45. Also off the air are South Coast in Cork and Radio Leinster in Dublin. The Taoiseach, Dr. Fitzgerald, announced in the Dáil today that the bill to deal with independent radio broadcasting would be likely to come before the government in, as he put it, the immediate future. And so to the rest of today's news, and allegations of political interference have given rise to considerable worry within the ranks of the Gardaí and the general public. That's according to the Minister for Justice, Mr. Noonan. He said it was necessary to introduce a system to ensure that there would be no undue interference in Garda work. Abroad, and the search for the West German jet, which disappeared over the sea off Iceland, has been called off. It's thought to have crashed after running out of fuel. The plane may have been hit by lightning, which caused a sudden decompression in the cabin. The crew may then have passed out through lack of oxygen. The government in Spain are launching a big anti-terrorist campaign in the northern Basque country. The plans will cost £70 million over the next 2 years. The details of the plans aren't being released. They have two main aims: to crack down on the activities of the separatist organization ETA and to improve both the effectiveness and the image of the security forces who've been the main targets of the gunmen and bombers during the last decade. So far this year, 10 people have been killed in the Basque region. According to reports from Beirut, it would seem that the new mission by the American Special Envoy, Mr. Philip Habib, who's in the Middle East, in an attempt to secure the withdrawal of foreign forces from Lebanon, has failed. Syria, which rejects the withdrawal agreement between Israel and Lebanon as a basis for a pullout of Israeli's own troops, says it won't receive Mr. Habib in Damascus. Finally, may I remind you once again that Radio Nova will cease to broadcast as and from 6 o'clock this evening. We ask you to lobby your local TD and come along to the station in Herbert Street, which is just off Baggot Street, to sign our petition. As we go off the air at 6 o'clock, we ask you to sound your car horns for 30 seconds as a final gesture of support. Independent Radio News from Ireland at 3:03.
Thank you, Sybil.
David.
Sybil, I can't help but saying the last time I'm ever going to say thank you, Sybil. But there's something I wanted
it
to ask you.
I wanted to ask you something for a long time,
so why do you listen to Radio Nova?
Because it plays the best music.
Anna
does
Rack,
it ever.
Anna Rack.
Radio Nova. Orange
Joy. Dave Harvey.
And a half minutes past 3 a.m., or 3 p.m., should I say. It just shows you the confusion around here today. Thursday afternoon, a sad day for Dublin, a sad day for Ireland, unfortunately. Radio Nova broadcasting from Herbert Street in Dublin 2 on 88 FM and 819 kHz. Dave Harvey and myself, Lawrence John, with you until 3:30. And then Scott Williams comes along with Jace the Pace. And between now and 6 o'clock this evening, some of the other great personalities on your favorite radio station. That's all coming up between now and 6.
Right, television and communications towers supplied and erected by the specialists. Contact Prendergast on Dublin 722-747.
Minutes past 3, Radio Nova on a Thursday afternoon. We have the best music, and we have a guy with the best possible taste in the studio here this afternoon, Dave Harvey.
Oh, my clothes fall off. Did you see the Evening Herald this evening, actually, Lawrence? A lot of comments from Pirate fans. Michael Trainer from Ballantyre suggested a march in the Dáil. He said he felt the shutdown attempt was because pirate stations took so much business off RTE, they should be legalised, he said. Siobhan Connolly from Ballsbridge said, I welcome Nova back on the air. They are better than RTE, and they should be legalised. And I agree with that, I must say. And here's what you can do to help us in our campaign. If you can, call into us here this afternoon. We're at 19 Herbert Street in Dublin 2. We need your support at the door as soon as possible. But remember to keep all your support peaceful. Otherwise, phone us 604043 604063. We'd really appreciate you lobbying your local TD by phone or by letter. Again, we can give you details of the station. You could alternatively drop a letter into Leinster House, and we would like your support next Thursday at the forecourts when Nova Media Services takes on the Department of Posts and Telegraphs at 11 a.m. And rightly so, too. Thank you for caring. Every anorak is in the building. I see the elder lemon, Mike Edgar, has also arrived. And Stevie Dunn. 3:10 on this last afternoon of Nova. And it's quite a sad afternoon.
Is that all from you, Dave, for the moment?
Isn't it enough?
Yeah, well, can you tell me one thing before I play another tune for the people? Did all your clothes fall off?
In the best possible
place! Thank you, Dave. And for all the lovely girls outside in Herbert Street today, a tune from Randy Edelman. Especially for all the girls from Grafton Academy. This one's for you, girls.
Well, I've been around a while and I've learned a lot. It's a strange world, I say. I've been around a while and I've heard it all. You can throw the rules away. But certain things come back to haunt you. Certain things you don't. Little boy, watch your step. Well, a summer up in Reno, I recall sleeping all day in the sun. Just an easy passing time before school. I didn't care to meet anyone. Close by, always there to take your hand. But you'll never know in a minute. You gotta jump in, take the bet. Ah, pretty girls can be dangerous. So little boy, don't forget. Little boy, watch your step.
they say, sugar and spice and all things nice. That's what little girls are made of. But a word of caution there from Randy Adelman that pretty girls can be dangerous. 14 after 3, Thursday afternoon on Radio Nova 88 FM and 819 kilohertz. Now, Dave Harvey and myself chose the records that you'll be hearing between now and 3:30 today, and I'm glad that... Yes.
Listen, you know who's here?
Who?
Bob Gallico.
You can't keep that man down, can you?
No, you can't keep a good man down.
I was missing. I got locked out of the newsroom when Decky was winding it up, and I just wanted to say what a pleasure it's been for Declan to work with me. Now, Decky, if you're listening, it really was a pleasure working with you. You know that, mate, and we'll be together one day again.
Together one day.
I'm glad you two guys are up there, because you've left me with an album. I must explain to the folks outside that you're in a studio above me, one floor above me. And
standing on your head.
I hope the roof is strong.
You've left me down here with a classical album that I don't know whether to read the LP cover upside down, because I don't think it would make any difference. So you two guys are the classical experts here on Radio Nova.
Oh, yes.
So how about you tell us about what we're going to hear next?
Before we do that, can we just talk about the petitions for a second? People are under a bit of a misapprehension that you have to have Nova notepaper and you have to have a Nova petition. That is not so. Any piece of paper you have around your office, please start passing it around and getting the signatures for Radio Nova. We were just talking, Bob and myself, if we got 10,000 signatures, and that was the same as sort of 10,000 votes, you know, we'd be able to elect an independent local radio TD, which wouldn't be a bad idea. You know, it would be...
Very interesting notion.
Let's try it.
Are you standing?
Forcing an action. No, I'm sitting at the moment, Bob.
All right. The piece of music that Sir David Harvey has requested...
Dr. Robert Gallagher.
It's one of Dave's favorites. I couldn't find the Four Seasons, Winter of the Four Seasons. That's the real Anorak Dave favorite.
Major Anorak.
Absolutely. But instead we have a Concerto Grosso by Antonio Vivaldi.
And before we play that, Bob, may I say, it's been a pleasure?
Yes, it has. It really has, Dave. It's been a lot of fun. I had lots of wonderful new things to introduce. I had some zarzuelas. It's not a disease, it's a type of Spanish leg
up. Nothing new right here.
And lots of PDQ Bach. It would have been such fun.
It would.
Never mind. We'll do it again somewhere.
Someday we'll be together.
Yes.
Thank you, guys. And would you like to tell me what we're about to listen to before you go?
This is the Concerto Grosso by Antonio Vivaldi. A bit of Baroque for a Thursday afternoon.
In G.
Yes.
Thank you, guys. And I must say, they have exceedingly good taste in classical music. Choice there from Dave Harvey and Bob Gallico. We have somebody upstairs in the studio at the moment. I'm not quite sure who it is, but I have a sneaking suspicion it's Mike Hogan.
This is like the Harvey afternoon chat program or something. Mike Hogan, beardless, but still, nevertheless, still alive. He wants to say something.
Well, I think it's just important for people to bear in mind that it's not necessary for you to come to our head office at 19 Herbert Street to put a petition together. All you indeed have to do is to get a piece of paper, put at the top of it, "We want Nova back," and then pass it around your office, get all the people around you there who listen to Nova to sign it, and then just pop it in the post. I'm sure the P&D won't refuse your 22 pence for stamp.
They've never refused us yet.
And send it to us at 19 Herbert Street in Dublin 2. And if you would do that, indeed, you'll help our cause quite a lot. Indeed, if you can make your opinion known to your local TD as well, it would be of great assistance to advertisers and indeed their agencies, who I'm sure are listening at the moment. It is the intention of Nova Media Services Limited to cease transmissions as of 6 o'clock this evening, as the radio station was off the air yesterday, which was the 18th. Today's transmissions will, in point of fact, be making up for airtime lost yesterday. All accounts in due course will be inspected on Monday of next week. We'll be looking at them over the weekend, and we expect to be in contact with all our current advertisers and indeed forward planned advertisers during the week commencing the 23rd. David.
Is that it? You sounded so sad about it, Mike. No, let's be happy.
I'm sorry, I've just been up all night.
Let's be happy.
Indeed. Oh, I'm very happy. I'm very happy. I think it's a distinct possibility that we'll be able to get our affairs sorted out as quickly as possible. I think it's an unfortunate situation that we weren't given a specific date a specific date like the 31st of August at 12 o'clock to close down. That is unfortunately the case. Unfortunately not the case, but we do hope to have it sorted out as soon as possible.
Well, they're all winding up at Herbert Street. There's a load of people coming down. Do drop down, 19 Herbert Street, Dublin 2. Any inquiries to 604-043, 604-063. We'd really appreciate your lobbying your TD by phone or by letter, or by arriving up to the gates of Leinster House and banging on the gates and saying, I want to see my TD because I like Radio Nova and Radio Nova's not going to be there anymore. Go to the Dáil or come to 19 Herbert Street and do it now. You could alternatively drop a letter into Leinster House, and we would like your support next Thursday at the Four Courts when Nova Media Services takes on the Department of Posts and Telegraphs at 11 a.m. Once again, thank you for caring.
Thursday afternoon from Herbert Street in Dublin, Radio Nova on 88 FM and 819 kHz. 21 after 3 with Dave Harvey and myself, Lawrence John. And some music now from Rick Springfield, who recommends that we don't talk to strangers. And perhaps we talk to our local TD and get this whole thing sorted out.
Just a young girl.
Springfield on Radio Nova, don't talk to strangers. Talk to your local TD and tell them to get this whole thing sorted out once and for all. Now, we would like to say at this point in time how grateful we are for all your support, and lots of people outside our offices here at Herbert Street, and they're really giving us a great send-off, as they say, because you probably heard that we're going off the air at 6 o'clock this evening, and a lot of you have said, have rang up on the telephone and told us that you're coming down to show us just how much you think we should stay on the air, and we appreciate that very much, and I think it's going to end up a bit like a street party here at Herbert Street by about 6 o'clock today. I'd like to say at this point in time, hello to John Terry and Paul Higginbottom, professional riggers, with Sam Prendergast, the aerial man. And they're outside among the many people gathered outside the offices here in Herbert Street. So hi to you guys today. And we'll, I think, bring in a bit of music in just a moment after we talk to Dave Harvey. Dave, you're there.
Joined by two members of staff, actually. We're just waving in the window. Two ex-members of staff. That's Tony Dutton and Stevie Dunn. Mm-hmm. Dropped in to say hello. And Eddie West as well.
My good friend Eddie. I haven't seen him.
He talks like you, Lauren. He talks like you. Also, yes. We must say thank you to the people next door in the Bar Cheshire Home who have put up with an awful lot from us in the past couple of years, and they bore with us very well, and I must say sincere thanks to them. And also, nobody mentioned the gentleman who came to take away our transmitters yesterday. They were only doing their job, and the poor man felt dreadful because one of them said to me, well, I'm annoyed because I have to go home and chore to eat tonight. Yeah. So really, they were very courteous, and we do thank them for being so courteous, even though they took our transmitters.
Yeah, I wonder how he got on with his wife. Everyone told him, and she
I'd
said,
say now the road weren't speaking to.
What did you do with my favorite radio station?
Exactly.
You know, Dave, we've mentioned many things on the air today, and one of the things that I think has, I might be wrong, but I don't think anybody's actually got round to mentioning NovaCare. I mean, that was a terrific thing that happened on Saturday last, and I think that we should say something, and you were very heavily involved in the whole operation of NovaCare.
Yeah, well, it wasn't just NovaCare this year, it was NovaCare last year, and we put a lot of work into it. We've done a lot of charity work. Radio Nova did a lot for people less fortunate than ourselves, and you know, we hope the recognition comes at some stage for it. You know, we weren't asking for any favours out of it. It was purely done out of an act of charity for people less fortunate. We're glad we did it. It was great crack while it lasted, and it's a pity we won't get a chance to do it again. That's about it.
And we
is
will...
this our last link, Lawrence?
No, we have one more.
Oh, good.
That's after
that's
we hear
what I want to say to you.
Right.
The last.
Well, that's after we hear from Randy Edelman. And this is a track from his Trouble in Paradise album, and it's I'm different.
I'm different, don't care who knows it. Something about me is not the same yet. I'm different, that's how it goes. Ain't gonna play your goddamn game. Got a different way of walking. I got a different kind of smile. I got a different way of talking. Drives the women kind of wild.
Kind of wild. He's different.
And don't care who knows it.
Something about him.
Not the same, yeah.
He's different.
That's how it goes.
He's not gonna play your gosh darn game.
I ain't saying I'm better than you are. Maybe I am. I only know that when I look in the mirror, I like the man.
We like the man.
I'm different, and I don't care who knows it. Something about me is not the same, yeah. I'm different, that's how it goes. Ain't gonna play your goddamn game. I walk down the street in the morning. Bluebirds are singing in the tall old trees. They sing a little song for the people. They sing a little song for me. Thanks, fellas.
Randy Randy Newman declaring to the world that he's different. Well, they can't touch a word these days, can they? A rather appropriate jingle for our next piece of music, because we get from time to time, people claim that we don't play enough Irish music, enough local music, and we're going to remedy that right now with a piece of traditional stuff from Horse Lips. There and King of the Fairies. Enough said. Coming up to 3:31, and it's Radio Nova on 88 FM and 819 kilohertz. With a reminder once again that we would like you all to beep your car horns at 6 o'clock today to mark the closure of Radio Nova, the station where you've always, since its inception, played, or should I say, heard the best possible music. So that's about it from me, Lawrence John. I'll just say it's been great to work with a great team on a great radio station. And who knows, we may meet again someday. Until then, take care and don't forget to support our fight against this ridiculous situation of broadcasting in Ireland. As horseps fade away into the distance, we have our final few words from Dave Harvey. Dave?
Well, Lawrence, Herbert Street is now closed. The police have closed it, so do approach on foot. We've loads of room for plenty of people in the street. I suppose that's about it. I must say, Radio Nova has been a credit to its originator, or whoever conceived the idea, Chris Carey, and it's a credit to him. It's a credit to the people who worked there. And it's also a credit to the listeners of Dublin who saw a good radio station and stuck with it. I'm proud to have been involved. And I wouldn't like to be the politician with that on his conscience when so many people ring him up and say, you took away Radio Nova from us. Thanks very much. I wouldn't like to be him. It's been great, Lawrence. I hope we see you again.
Yes, the feeling's mutual, Dave. And you would like us to finish with a particular tune today.
I would, yeah.
It's
yeah.
One of your favourites.
Can I say it once before I go that everything was done in the best
possible taste?
And I bet you any money all his clothes fell off. This is Hamilton, Joe Frankenreynolds, and Falling in Love. And stand by for Colm Hayes.
Baby, baby, falling in love. I'm falling in love again.
Hear it right. Television and communications towers supplied and erected by the specialists. Contact Prendergast on Dublin 722-747.
Prendergast.
Good afternoon and welcome along to Radio Nova. At the end of an afternoon, at the end of an era, at the end of all the favorites, where now we're going to listen to the music. On Radio Nova and listen to the music, and it's possibly your last afternoon to listen to music. It is your last afternoon to listen to music right here on 88 FM and 819. As you are no doubt aware, Radio Nova is currently under threat of closure, and if you want Nova to stay, please call into us and sign our petition sheet at 19 Herbert Street in Dublin 2 and do it today. And if you aren't driving in, I would recommend that you leave the car possibly at the end of the road and walk by foot, because it is pretty crazy out there. Petition sheets will be available from most of your local stores from 2 p.m. this afternoon, so that they're all ready, or from Radio Nova at 19 Herbert Street in Dublin 2. That's where we are right now. And also at Sunshine Offices, 8 to 11 Lower Baggot Street in Dublin 2, another one of the commercial stations that have been hit. And of course, one more message is that the HFL Home and Flat Locators have opened their own independent petition site, so that if you can't make it down to Herbert Street, you can possibly go to 64 Harcourt Street, to Home and Flat Locators, and many thanks to them. They have their own independent petition site. Right, there's one station we can't all forget about. Is there? Kiss FM.
Kiss.
20 minutes away from 4. Good afternoon to Mike Moran and to Siobhan Purcell. Are they there?
Can we hear?
Hey, here we go.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Stop roaring. Every morning around between 6 and 10 in the morning on Kiss FM, we used to have this problem with one Siobhan Purcell coming in screaming at me every day. Terrible. I don't know what morning's going to be like, actually. It's going to be very hard not looking at your ugly face.
Yeah, same here, Mike, anyway.
Do you notice, by the way, that Hayes has invented a new way of walking?
How?
By foot.
Oh, yes, Hayes, right. Good for you.
Thank you very much. Could you just, Siobhan, yourself, how do you feel about what's happening?
I'm feel very sad. I feel very sick about this whole country and the way
it's... the sandwich
it's, its attitude toward independent radio, okay?
I mean, what a lot of people don't understand if they are in Dublin, that it is a nationwide thing at the moment. If I can mention South Coast Radio in Cork and ERI in Cork and another radio station, which I forget its name, and lots of other independent commercial stations around Ireland have been hit. And I can only imagine that the figures for unemployment from next week will be almost up to 1,000 more than it was because of the way we've been hit.
It is actually, Colm. It's just over the 1,000 mark for the country.
Yeah, and we enjoyed the days in Kiss FM, didn't we?
We did indeed.
We did.
And the mornings.
Okay, let's all make sure we get on the same dole queue. At least we'll see each other once a week, right?
102.7.
Which one are you going to be on?
Okay.
Are you on number 9, Siobhan?
I'll let you know after. I would just like
I'll
to
be
say
on
one,
number 12.
I would just like to know. I would just like to say to everybody all over Dublin, I'd like to give them one big as a goodbye. Thanks, Colm.
I'd like a video caster, please.
A video recorder. Anyone in particular?
Well, I'd like to have some specifications.
Yes.
And functions. I must have some functions.
I see. Did you have any model in mind?
Well, a friend mentioned the Airy Kiri Kabuki Kasuni whatchamacallit, you know, the Japanese one, the 2000s, because I'm very technically minded, you see.
I can see that.
So I want one with all the bits on it, all the Japanese bits, you know, the 2000.
What system?
Electrical, I think, because I'd like to be able to plug it into the television, you see. I've got a Japanese television.
Have you?
Yeah, I thought you'd be impressed. Yeah, the 2000, the Okie-Kokie 2000.
Well, sir, there is this model.
Yeah, well, it looks smart, yeah.
8 hours per cassette, all the functions that the others have, and I know this will be of interest. Mm. A lot of scientific research has gone into making it easy to operate, even by a complete idiot like you.
Yeah, pardon?
It's a Philips.
Doesn't sound very Japanese.
No, a Philips. A Philips. It's a Philips.
Yeah. Well, it is a 2000, is it?
Oh, in fact, it's the 2022.
No, it hasn't got enough knobs on it, no. What's that one over there?
That's a washing machine.
Yeah, what, so Japanese?
The VR 2022. Video you can understand from Philips.
A little piece of advertising history that you won't hear again on the airways of 88 FM. A lovely, lovely act. It's Nova for the last Thursday, the end of an era. It's the Climax Blues Band.
When I was younger man, I hadn't a care. Fooling around, hitting the town, growing my hair.
From 4 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon at the end of an era on Radio Nova. And as you are currently no doubt aware, Radio Nova is under the threat of closure, and we are closing down officially at 6 o'clock this evening. We'd like to have a show of strength from all of strength. Oh yeah. From all the Nova and Kiss FM listeners. And we'd like to see you down in and around 19 Herbert Street in Dublin 2, where you can sign the petition. You are almost finishing work now, so you can kind of grab a sandwich and totter down towards 19 Herbert Street, and you
you can meet all the Radio Nova personalities, possibly for the very last time. It's 19 Herbert Street in Dublin 2, and I know that Siobhan and Mike are still there.
Oh, we are indeed. Actually, one thing if I might say, Colm, wouldn't mind mentioning my old employers. I came here to Kiss FM Breakfast Show about 6 weeks ago.
Well, do they owe you a check or something?
There was something like that, yeah. No, actually, it's funny. I feel like Moses has come back down from the mountain and dropped the tablets,
yes,
you know?
That's only because you need a shave.
That's probably true. No, I just heard about a few moments ago that Radio Leinster in Sandyford is gone now. Another 27 people on the dole. They closed down voluntarily. Sure. They got in ahead of the P&T, decided to do it themselves, which I suppose is sensible enough, you know. But it's a shame. I was 2 years up there, easy listening music and all that stuff. So to everybody up the mountain, fair play to you and thanks very much.
Another quick mention too, that if they want to lobby, people want to lobby the support of their TDs, they can send away a letter. And I think I'm legally right in saying that it doesn't cost any postage.
No, it doesn't.
A letter to your TD costs absolutely nothing. So there you go. You're sitting at home with your tea and you're saying, I can't listen to Radio Nova anymore. I can't listen to Kiss FM. You can write a letter to... Can you finish? I mean, it's a long script.
I'm sorry, Mike.
You can write a letter to your local TD, mail a letter to your local TD, and it costs absolutely nothing. And if you're not too sure his name or his address or his phone number, you can ring us up here at Radio Nova. We have all the names and all the addresses. That's because we are the perfect service. 604063 or 604043. Mike, are you choking on grapes?
I'm just trying to interrupt you yet again. Okay. Two things, Colm. If they can't get an address or whatever for the TD, just if you know his name, just write to the TD care of Dáil Éireann, just Dáil Éireann, Dublin, whatever it is.
You've obviously had experience.
This is very true. Listen, I've just been handed a thing from RHM Foods Ireland Limited, Dublin Industrial Estate, Fingers Road, Glasnevin, and it says, date 19th of May 1983. This is a protest against the closing down of Radio Nova from all the staff of RHM Foods Ireland, and it gives the address, and we listen to your station 5 days a week, 24 hours a day, and there's a whole list of girls and fellas' names, and they say, best of luck in the courts next Thursday, and hope to hear you on Friday morning. Optimists ever.
And a little mention to Helen Tilford, who's in Cornwall, and all the Tilford families and friends who are, it's like the Ovaltine ad over there at the moment. They're all scuttering around the radio in one house saying, it's the end of an era. And they're listening to us over in Scurry. No, it's just
Has anyone said hello to the Isle of Man people yet?
No, they haven't.
Well, you better
hello
say
to the Isle. Hello to all those cats. And I know there's a big fanatical crowd over there who really love listening to Radio Nova. And it's a pity they can't pick up Kiss FM. But listening to Radio Nova, and we'll be seeing you maybe on the other side of this rainbow. Wasn't that nice?
You're so pretty, Colm.
I've waited that all night to work. Right.
Why don't you go to TV, Colm?
A little mention again that you can come down to 19 Herbert Street in Dublin 2 to sign our petition. 19 Herbert Street in Dublin 2. We're going to be here live and bright till 6 o'clock this evening. We'd love to see you down here. Shake hands with all those people you've only heard the voices from. My goodness.
Exciting period in the history of broadcasting in Ireland, when Radio Nova goes off the air. Despite the fact that the overwhelming majority of people in this country want the right to choose what station they listen to, those in power still deny that right. There are many ways you can show your support. Telephone your TD at Doyle Aaron. Write to your TD. Remember, you don't need to put a stamp on the envelope. And tonight at 6 o'clock, come to the headquarters of Radio Nova at 19 Herbert Street and show your solidarity. If you can't get to Herbert Street, then at 6 o'clock, blow your car horn. And blow it long and loud. The answer is in your hands. Don't let us down.
Thursday afternoon, definitely the end of an era for a great radio station, Radio Nova and Kiss FM. And an old disc jockey that used to be working here is Johnny Lewis, and we have him on the phone right now from England. Johnny, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. It's Colm, yes?
It's Colm. How are you?
Very well, thanks. A little bit sad to hear the news. I must say, it came as a bit of a shock to me.
Yeah, and is there a lot of people listening over there too? You're in Blackpool, aren't you?
Yeah, there's a hell of a lot of people listening, and a lot of people sort of very shocked, you know, at the raids and everything, you know?
It is really sad. We are very sad over here, and we have a huge support right now outside the door of 19 Herbert Street. You know the old red door.
Oh, I know the red door. I've been through it several times.
You fell through it many a time. We've had some good times.
What was I going to say, Colm? I'll be over in Dublin this weekend, coming over especially to see everybody this weekend. So I look forward to seeing everybody down at the Queen's in Dorking on Sunday afternoon.
That's great, Johnny.
Yeah, and just before I do go, can I just thank Chris and all the guys at Radio Nova? I really enjoyed myself there. And also, I mustn't forget Robbie Dale at Sunshine, who gave me the opportunity to work on Radio on Ireland. So thank you to everybody.
Johnny, take good care of yourself.
And to everybody there. Love you very much.
Bye-bye. And we'll hear from you soon on Somewhere With You.
Okay,
bye. Bye. 9 minutes away from four. A little mention that you can drop down to 19 Herbert Street in Dublin too. We're going to be here till six, and we're going to go down in style. And if you are driving around the city at 6 o'clock, remember the old horn. Remember to honk the old horn. What do you think of that, Siobhan?
Oh, yes, Colm. I was sleeping here.
As usual.
That's not unusual.
As usual.
I think we should extend our gratitude to all the Kiss FM listeners.
Was going to say that, especially morning with Mike Moran and myself, and in the evening for John Clark and myself. Thank you all for listening.
And to a great rock program, which was hosted by Dennis Murray. I think we gave a lot to people who really enjoyed Kiss FM, the same as Radio Nova did.
Yeah.
And it's a pity to see it go. We've paid our PAYE, we've paid our PRSI, and we're now going to join the joint.
So that's where all my money went.
Colm,
I'm interrupting you again. You talked of doomsday, I tell you. Listen, Colm, I'm happy to have you here, one of the original Nova jocks from 2 years ago.
Fault.
This is the man with the voice. Are you going to say hello?
Go on.
I'm not going to say goodbye because it's not
Mr. Tony Allen.
They tried to put it off the air, maybe roast in hell.
Tony. Okay.
You're always a man with the words.
He isn't. Listen, Colm, I just want to mention that the petition is, there are sort of petition sites out in Sunshine Radio in Port Marnock, and also their offices in 8211 Baggot Street. And where else are they?
We've got an independent site up in the HFL Home and Flat Locators in 64 Harcourt Street. So if you can't make it down to Radio Nova in Herbert Street, we would be obliged if you could drop down. That's if you do feel the need, and I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that really do want to sign the petition. And I mention again, if you are driving to Herbert Street, if you can leave the car in and around the area and approach by foot in single file, because there's a lot of traffic out there at the moment. Is there? I'm looking out my window. Yes, there is a lot of traffic.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm looking at the closed circuit TV. We have a closed circuit TV in here. There they are, they're waving over me, and it says Nova Breakfast TV on it.
Indeed. I want to mention one more person that hasn't been mentioned.
I've just started a record. Right, go ahead.
Ah, well, you stop it again then.
Right,
a lady comes in and does the headlines and the weather for us.
It sounds like a joke.
She comes in every morning, 6 o'clock, onto Kiss and Nova, and never gets a mention. Her name is Anne Casson. She's
Anne Casson, indeed.
She has been making my day for the last six weeks or so, because personally,
well, it was
course,
me. Gee, Wiz, get off. Hey, Colm, push your buttons there and play the music, will you?
This is a nice one.
Clutter-free. Nova 88 FM in stereo.
Ah!
Thursday afternoon, the 19th of May, 1983. It's Radio Nova at the end of an era. We are officially closing down at 6 o'clock tonight. And if you want Nova to stay, please call into us and sign our petition sheet at 19 Herbert Street, Dublin 2. Do it today. Do it right now. Because you are finishing off your job. And if you want to see more people unemployed, well, please, we don't want to see it. We'd love to see you down here at 19 Herbert Street in Dublin 2. We have a great crowd down here at the moment. We'd like to see more because we know you all like us. Right. I know that at this moment Mike Moran is being enshrouded by
women.
That's
right, Colm. He was just thrown out of the studio, and we have the 60 seconds of Kiss FM and in Dublin team here with Jenny and
Dublin.
Linda.
Dublin today.
Dublin today.
Dublin today.
Oh, girls, I have to go on.
Linda, Jenny, how do you feel?
Oh, shattered, absolutely. Sick as a parrot.
I mean,
you
two people have been involved in current affairs for the last 2 years in Nova, and you're now, this would be a story that you would cover on Dublin Today.
In fact, Colm, we have a kind of a sneak promo for a programme. We're going to first of all be looking at the growing length of the dole queues. And then we're going
to be looking at the increase of the little orange vans going around Dublin. We're getting very concerned about them. They're everywhere.
And
they've all got these Nova stickers on them saying, don't close Nova.
I must say, I saw a lovely shop this afternoon. Do you know when the cars were coming down Herbert Street? Thousands of them. There was a big, great traffic jam. And this little Post and Telegraph van comes sauntering down. You know, the way they've got to be smashed up. I think they have to be like that to get past as a P&D van. And the two guys in it with a Radio Nova sun visor on top. And somebody runs over to sign the petition. And the guy is signing away the petition and all his friends. And he's even waving at the cameras. I think the Sunday Tribune caught it. So go out and buy the Sunday Tribune this Sunday. Because they'll be in there. We must really thank all the people in the newspaper. They've been a great help. They are part of the media business like us, but they've all been down here, they've been taking pictures, and they're going to be writing all about what's happened and everything. So it's really great support. Jenny and Linda, back to you.
Well, as we do the thank yous, can we do the thank yous? We'd like to first of all thank all the Dublin Stay team, obviously. Frank Wynne for his great help on sound, and obviously Brian Dobson for his wonderful presentation, and Jenny McIver for her amazing report.
We will be hearing from your lovely voices in the near future, hopefully.
Colm, do you want £10?
Do you listen to Radio Nova, Linda?
I do. I'm not Linda, but I do. And it plays the best music.
Well, thanks, because, you know, I really need £10 now.
Right, there's a bargain town. Jenny and Linda, goodbye. Good luck.
Bye,
Colm. Bye, Siobhan. There's a petition now at Bargain Town and Queen Street Bridge, and it's there till 9 p.m. That's Bargain Town and Queen Street Bridge. There's also one at HFL in 64 Harcourt Street. And this is Dublin Today, the music. And it's Nova.
Kilohertz medium wave and 88 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Sybil Fennell. Good afternoon. As the number of independent radio stations throughout the country diminishes, so in a time of worsening unemployment, hundreds of young people are being forced unnecessarily to join the dole queues without any real prospect of future employment in their chosen career. At lunchtime today, the managing director of Nova Media Services, Mr. Chris Carey, took the decision to cease broadcasting as and from 6 o'clock this evening, Thursday. Mr. Carey said the decision had been taken in view of the pending High Court case, scheduled for 11 a.m. on Thursday next, May the 26th. He expressed his gratitude to all who've supported the station continuously over the past 2 years and paid tribute to the continued efforts of the staff. Mr. Carey also thanked the members of the press and other media services for their fair reporting of the station's activities since its inception. This morning, officials from the Department of Posts and Telegraphs visited the Port Monarch headquarters of Sunshine Radio and seized a large amount of their equipment. They ceased broadcasting shortly after 9:45 a.m. South Coast Radio in Cork is also off the air, as are Radio Leinster and a number of other stations countrywide.
The Taoiseach, Dr. Fitzgerald, announced in the Dáil this morning that the bill to deal with independent radio broadcasting would be likely to come before the government in, as he put it, the immediate future. And the rest of today's news in brief. Proposals for a commission which would look into all aspects of the social welfare system in this country are to be put before the government within the coming month. This was announced in the Dáil earlier today. Constable Jerry Cathcart, who was murdered in Belfast on Monday, has been buried this afternoon. The Church of Ireland Bishop of Connor, William McCaffin, said at the funeral people should not vote for parties which support acts of violence in the forthcoming British general election. That's due to be held on the 9th of June. A search for a West German jet which disappeared while flying close to the Icelandic coastline was called off a short time ago. It was on a test flight with a crew of three and belonged to a West German air taxi firm. It's believed to have run out of fuel and crashed into the sea. One theory is that it was hit by lightning which knocked out the electrical system and caused a sudden decompression of the cabin, leading to the crew's collapse. Allegations of political interference have given rise to considerable worry within the ranks of the Gardaí and also among the general public. That's according to the Minister for Justice, Mr. Noonan. He said it was necessary to introduce a system to ensure there'd be no undue interference in Garda work. The government in Spain are launching a big anti-terrorist campaign in the northern Basque country. The plans will cost £70 million over the next 2 years. Details aren't being released, but they have two main aims: to crack down the activities of the separatist organisation ETA and to improve the effectiveness of the security forces. Finally, as you already know, Radio Nova is going off air at 6 o'clock this evening. As we go off, we ask you to sound your car horns in a gesture of support. Independent radio news from Ireland. It's 3 minutes past four.
How's everybody feeling up there, sort of?
Not too good. And the support has been great, but it is very sad. And the closer the time comes, the more I feel it. It's been nearly 2 years, Scott.
It has. And before.
I realize that. And before, going way back to, what was it, Southside Radio back in 1980.
Don't forget Andy Rule. Evening, Andy. I'm sure you're listening. We'll see you down here in a while.
All right.
Okay. Bye.
Tonight at 6 o'clock sees what could be the end of the most exciting period in the history of broadcasting in Ireland, when Radio Nova goes off the air. Despite the fact that the overwhelming majority of people in this country want the right to choose what station they listen to, those in power still deny that right. There are many ways you can show your support. Telephone your TD at Dáil Éireann. Write to your TD. Remember, you don't need to put a stamp on the envelope. And tonight at 6 o'clock, come to the headquarters of Radio Nova at 19 Herbert Street and show your solidarity. If you can't get to Herbert Street, then at 6 o'clock, blow your car horn. And blow it long and loud. The answer is in your hands. Don't let us down.
Jason Mayne, Radio Nova.
Good afternoon to you. Jason Mayne playing favourites for the last time today. And very hard to play records, I imagine. Rap with Jace for the final time. Curtis Blow, Throughout Your Years on N-O-V-A.
Look up years, up and down, high and you low. I'm the man with the mic who rocks the house. The man called Curtis Blow. So get out your seat, grab the girl, because I'm about ready to rock the world. And listen to my story, because I got to get told like an Oscar and a actor when you're playing the role. When I went to bed, that was something in my head. To be a rapper was my dream. Like in the morning with the bacon and the eggs and the coffee and the cream. So I made up my mind that I would always try to be the best that I could be. Now here I am rapping at the jam with the hot fly guys and young ladies. So just take your time, you don't have to hurry. Hang stuff, you don't have to worry. It's society, the strong survive. So rap, sing, get it, 9 to 5. With a little hard work and dedication, we'll pull together and rock the nation. So if you do the new and you think you're ready, come on everybody, walk in. Right around the town.
of love to be. A beat to beat around the world at the play of the beat. Let down those cards, small and shake. Hang up, set back, then hook back, brush. A thousand things can hold you back and try to brush you off the track. So you got to believe you can be the best. You got to work real hard to achieve success. So listen close, cause I insist. I got some advice.
Keep a good station down. You can keep it down, no matter what they say. Keep on the bottom, keep on the top.
I was listening to Emperor Roscoe then, or was it Wolfman Jack or someone like that?
Oh, man, you want to get down, don't you?
Listen, Jason, you're better than him, and you always will be.
Thank you, Peter.
It's a shame you're being cut off in your prime, so to speak.
We'll come back in a minute, because they can't keep Jason.
Exactly.
All the rest of us, in fact.
And could I just say that to all the listeners, that somehow, some way, it's for sure that all the stars that you've heard and who've made names for themselves on independent radio in the last couple of 3 years, well, somehow, some way, we'll be back to you.
That's right.
That was a bit big-headed, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't. No. Here's a very appropriate song, Peter.
Thank you.
It's Carly Simon. All I say is why. Simon and a song called Why. Scott Williams, good afternoon.
Well, Scott's just sort of standing over my shoulder here.
Jason's right up, right up.
Here.
Oh, it's tight in here.
Oh, yeah, squeeze hard. Oh, there we are.
Thank you.
Well, Jason, we just want to remind people, you know,
yeah,
to help out with the campaign. Call your TD, sign our petition. We're here at 19 Herbert Street. Call in and see us. All support is very welcome, but particularly call your TD. That's a very effective way of getting your message across to the politicians who matter in a case like this.
Of course, by all means.
Now, Jason, we have news of a free sheet that's handed out in Holyhead in Anglesey. They're running a big article on it this week, and it's going to be published on Friday night, and there's a form for protest. So everybody listening over in the Holyhead area, there's a form for protest. The address of the place is Adweek, Valley Mill, Valley, Holyhead in Anglesey.
Mm-hmm.
At Adweek, Valley Mill, Valley, Holyhead in Anglesey.
Hey, Scott, can I ask you a question? How do you feel?
I feel dreadful.
Yeah.
The mind goes back, way back, it was before Nova even.
Do you remember when I met you first?
Yes.
I mean, that's going back, what, 3 or 4 years ago?
I do indeed.
You're all getting to sound like my father now.
Yes, was that at a certain radio station in Dunleary?
That's right.
Which produced Brian Dobson. Excellent.
And Scott Williams.
Jason Main and Andy Rue as well.
Mm.
I know he's tuned in somewhere this afternoon.
And the old program called Southbound.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
It's a very big one. Actually, speaking of programs, the old Nightcap program.
No, never listened to it.
That went down extremely well over the past 2 years.
Never listened to it.
Never listened to
no.
it. Well, you're probably working anyway. But I think we'll play the old Nightcap theme for the last time.
Okay, big
because
fella.
It was part of life, you know, around nighttime, going towards midnight, and when these words came out.
Midnight seems so nice. Place in this world that I'd rather be than right here with midnight and you. Right on, baby. Right on.
Barry White with the Level Nimbus Orchestra, and it was called Midnight, and you... Who's there?
Hello.
Hello.
Scott,
you
again.
You got Scott and Mike.
I've also got Mike here.
Oh, Mike Moran.
Yes.
I mean, basically, Mike, you know, we have a story about the old days in Belvedere Place, right?
1978.
Do you remember those days?
That day of the big raid.
He's only a child then.
And we were there, and I was in the air, in fact, when they walked in, our friends, and...
They walked across the studio, if I can interrupt you, Jason. There's a lovely sight. Record just in the corner. The P&T and the police walking across the studio floor. Jace turns around and says, "Shh, I'm about to do a link." We all froze.
And what was that famous song we played? I think it was Connie Francis, "Who's Sorry Now."
That was it.
I think that was it.
Do you ever feel old, Jace?
I feel old today.
5 years we're at this crack now.
Mm-hmm.
5 years, 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm. And hopefully hoping that in 5 years' time we'll be together again.
And richer.
And richer.
You're a wild man.
I think
you're going to play a record. I'm going to sit here reminiscing.
Yeah, Scott, you have a song to introduce.
Oh, I have a song, yes. It means a terrible lot to me, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Will you explain why? Or
No, I think we better not go into that right now. As you see, I used to play quite an awful lot back just before and after Christmas. It's Daryl Hall and John Oates. And I can't go for that. No can do.
No we can do.
And we couldn't at the time.
That's right. See you soon.
It's the drink.
I know.
Exciting period in the history of broadcasting in Ireland, when Radio Nova goes off the air. Despite the fact that the overwhelming majority of people in this country want the right to choose what station they listen to, those in power still deny that right. There are many ways you can show your support.
Telephone your TD at Doyle Aaron. Write to your TD. Remember, you don't need to put a stamp on the envelope. And tonight at 6 o'clock, come to the headquarters of Radio Nova at 19 Herbert Street and show your solidarity. If you can't get to Herbert Street, then at 6 o'clock, blow your car horn. And blow it long and loud. The answer is in your hands. Don't let us down.
And that's very important, Scott.
Don't let us down. Can we re-echo that yet again? If you can't get down here today, start your own petition. Lots of names and addresses. We want Nova back. And send them in to us at 19 Herbert Street in Dublin 2. Come down if you can. We're here till 6 o'clock. At 6 o'clock, sound the horn. Now, we're joined by two old anoraks. You can just give them a minute, Jason.
Okay. I think that's all about it.
Hello, Jason.
Oh, that voice I know.
Do you know the voice?
I do.
Hello, Jason. This is Paul Vincent up here, Jason.
Come on.
And I'm joined by Andy from Sunshine. In fact, we go back, the three of us, with Scotty and myself and Andy, to the days of Southside.
That's right.
And before that, I must get in a mention for my old pals, Dave C. and Dr. Rome, partners of mine in AORD in the Crofton Airport Hotel.
Paul, you're looking a lot better since the last time I saw you.
Thank you very much. I got my haircut.
I think we just echo a thank you to all the old Southside Radio people and all the listeners out in Tunleary.
Especially Dave Harvey.
And Dave Harvey. And
Ryan Dawson. Jason, yourself.
Can I make one very quick point? It was April 1978 when I joined AORD, or rather Radio Dublin. That's exactly 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And 1 month.
Mm-hmm. Well done, thanks.
Very sad day.
Back to you, Jason.
Hey, fellas, thank you for coming in.
You're welcome.
It's George Harrison at 23 minutes past 4 o'clock in Nova. A song called Teardrops.
Thank you.
Just how I feel today. George Harrison, ex-Beatle boy, and Teardrops. 26 minutes now past 4 o'clock, and time for my final few words. Thank you for having Jace on Nova, and thanks to Chris Carey for allowing me to work on this excellent station. And what can I say? Goodbye. Thank you. And we'll meet again somewhere, sometime, someplace. It takes a big man not to cry. I'll try not to. Goodbye.
Jace, when will I see you again? We don't know at the moment. It's 29 and a half minutes past 4.
Roland.
Good evening.
Hello.
Hello, who have we got there?
We've got, that was Linda Conway. And we've David Harvey, and we've Brian Dobson, and Linda. And David's got a quick wrap-up on where the petition sites are.
They're the number 8 shop in Bagot Street, the one with the Marlborough sign over it. HFL Home and Flat Locators, I don't know the address.
63 Harcourt Street.
Bargain Town of Queen Street Bridge, open till 9. And Radio Leinster, Sunshine Radio, The Sands Hotel, Portmarnock, 19 Herbert Street, control yourself, Brian. And many others. Now, if you do want to start a petition, give us a shout here so we know where it's on at, so to speak. 604-043-604-063.
Okay, right. And we've got Brian Dobson up there to say a couple of words.
Brian. Yeah, we can't hear you. We haven't got any headphones. But can you hear me down there?
Yes, we can, Brian.
You can also help us by, in our campaign, if you call in this afternoon between now and 6 o'clock. We're at 19 Herbert Street, of course. We have a petition, hundreds of people outside. Don't bring your car, it's pretty crazy. David, take your hand off my knee. Also, you can phone or write to your TD. That's very helpful. So that's about it.
A list of TDs available here at Herbert Street. I suppose you better play a record, Roland.
Okay, I think this is nice and appropriate. You've made me so very happy. I think we should dedicate it to all the Nova listeners. Blood, sweat and tears.
I lost that love before. Got mad and closed the door, but you said, child, just once more.
I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. The you, 'cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my
a very sad song indeed. It's Radio Nova broadcasting on medium wave and VHF. Chris Barry here, and I think we've one of the pioneers of local radio with us now.
Spot the voice, is it?
I think we remember the voice.
Christine, who was it that said, we give you lots of toe tapping, finger snapping, knee knuckle, spine chilling, ear aching, back breaking, foot stubbing, belly aching, car thumping, hand romping, rock and rolling, rock and soul, and dead.
Yes, it was Dr. Don. It was Dr. Don.
Hi, kids!
Anyway, Don, what do you think of the present situation at the moment?
I'm delirious.
You're not delighted.
I'm delirious.
You're not.
No, actually, you've heard it said that something good always comes out of something bad.
I'm sure
and
it does.
I hope something good will come out of this. Maybe they'll regularize the whole thing.
You never know. Anyway, we have two of our own staff upstairs. We have Kogi Clark, and we also have Frank Wynne. Are you there, Kogi?
We are indeed. Very much here. Hi.
Kogi, there's a letter which I gave you a few moments ago. Could you read that out to our listeners?
Yeah, I think it's a very interesting letter. I don't know if it's been read out before, but we found it very interesting and we've been distributing it outside. It's from the Rhodes Machinery Depot in Mount Anvil Road in Goatstown. It's re-radio interference. Dublin County Council Roads Department operates a licensed radio telephone system from the above address. We have never experienced any interference whatsoever from Radio Nova. We have never complained to the Department of Posts and Telegraphs about Radio Nova. Further, in my capacity as engineer responsible for the Roads Department radio system, I have never heard of any such interference or complaints from those other radio users with whom I have professional contact. These include DCC Sanitary Services, ESB, Dunleary Corporation, and many commercial users and equipment suppliers. That's signed by A.J. Flanagan. Hello?
I'm still here. Frank Wynne, we haven't heard from you all day.
Good evening, Chris.
And how are you this evening?
You've wanted to say it all afternoon. Go ahead.
I've wanted to say Frank Wynne's on traffic all afternoon because it's the last time I'm going to say it. And talking about traffic, if you want to congest it even further, you can drop down to us at 6 o'clock. And if you can't get as far as here, and God knows there'll be enough people trying to get as far as here, you can sound your car horn and make even more noise than I usually do.
Indeed you will. Just before we go to another piece of music, if you'd like to sign the petition, there's one in Walkinstown, Herlow Hair Salon. I'm not quite sure. It's in Greenhills Road there in Walkinstown. And please do support us. This is Radio Nova, and here's a rather nice song from the movie Fame.
Showed me life is a celebration. To think that we were living to die. You came along and I